Time now for another edition of Season Countdown, and in the K-Rock studios, lucky enough to be joined by East Geelong coach Jeremy Power. Jez, welcome to K-Rock HQ, and I suppose Season 2019 just about upon us, and practice matches just about upon your boys.
It is. Thanks for having me, Kingy. Yeah, we've got Apollo Bay and then Birragara in our two pracky matches.
What do you hope to get out of those?
The first one's probably our first, well, it's definitely our first hit out. So we've been working on some things on how we want to move the footy. So it's going to be good to see that against some opposition that aren't defending us like they know what we're doing. Yeah. So that'll be a good hit out for us. And then the Birragara one's a real good hit out in terms of on our ground, which we haven't had a lot of chance to train on this year. So that'll be just a full dress rehearsal for our season.
So where have you been training? Obviously Richmond Crescent being a pretty nice cricket oval, and Geelong City playing.
Yeah,
there.
It
where
is.
Have you sort of had to shift yourselves to this summer?
Yeah, we have. So pre-Christmas we're at the Newcombe Cricket Club, and that was good for a while until the grass dried off, so it got pretty hard. We shipped out to Armstrong Creek for a while, and last 3 weeks have been at Eastern Gardens.
Okay. There's been a real squeeze on grounds. And I only say this because obviously you and St Mary's, one night out to do a story on a St Mary's player, and your boys rocked up, St Mary's rocked up, and you guys, I think went back to St Mary's, but only could train in your runners. So is there a real squeeze in local footy for grounds over summer?
It is, yeah. We found it really difficult. We probably missed the chance to book some grounds in, but the council have upped the costs with a lot of grounds too. So financially it was difficult for the club to really commit to that. Grounds like Belmont Common that we used last year sort of became unaffordable. So we've just had to try and ship around, make the most of it.
Yep. 4-14. Last year, what did you identify you needed to do better to improve this year?
Definitely our forward line, the way we moved our footy. We probably played quite short. We had a very inexperienced forward line, so you can have an inexperienced midfield because the footy's always there, but when your forwards aren't quite together, you turn the footy over going forward and then it comes back with interest the other way. So being able to move the footy from our half back to our half forward and keep it up there has been a big focus for us.
Yep. You lose Bobby Griffiths, but you get Ash Brown back. You're going to use Ash as a... I know he's undersized, but will you play him as a key forward?
We will, yeah, definitely. Ash has got the work rate and the power to play through that position. And we're probably looking at some other options through the forward line, trying to work out where our next tall option is. So we might have to take a little bit of our back line at times to boost up the forward, but I guess that'll be dependent on how the game's going. We've probably got a good medium-sized forward line that we'll try and play to our strengths with that.
Yep. Not a massive amount of list turnover in terms of losses, Bobby, as we touched on. Is it just the body's caught up with him in the end? He has had some knee issues.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and when you're battling injury for a while, it becomes a bit more mental as well, that you know you can't do the things you know you can do. So I think a combination of those things and enjoying his fishing is probably had a little bit of cherry on top for him.
So you get Ash back, and as we know, when the Cobra was last here for a couple of years before being away last year, he was one of the better players in the comp, represented the GDFL, and I think he made a team of the year as well. So I suppose his return just can't be underestimated, what he'll bring to your list.
Definitely, yeah. There's him, the player, and there's him, the club person, and the people just gravitate to his personality, and he revs the guys up, but also makes them toe the line as well. So from a coach's point of view, it's a great in for us.
Chris Warwick, back from a year at Cry, went with Andy Chalice, obviously, who he played with previously at East Geelong, but I suppose he can play him in multiple roles. You probably play him through the midfield, but you can also run him off half-back if you needed to.
Yeah, half-back, half-forward. It's just about him getting his fitness up and right to impact the game for long periods of time.
Yep. Talk to us about Nathan Berry from Shep Bears Golden Valley League Club. They were premiers last year. I don't think he played in that premiership side, but he's played some Golden Valley senior footy.
He has, yeah. He's probably got a little bit of an ab issue at the moment, had some surgery, so he'll be a little bit of a delay start to the year. But yeah, tall, rangy halfback flanker who, I think will add to us as well.
Yep. When do you hope to see him?
It's probably about 3 or 4 weeks into the season.
Yep.
Before that's realistic.
So post-Easter.
Post-Easter, yeah. Yep.
Dale Lappin comes down with a pretty good resume. I know he's the other side of 30, but as you talk about getting some experience into the side, and he's played some good footy up in the northeast of the state.
Yeah, he has, and you only have to see him train and some of our match sim and inter-club. You just see the class and skill and poise that he's got. So to add to our midfield mix, he's going to be huge. But there's also the leadership and other things that he brings to the game and, the experience that he has at different footy, different levels, different competitions. He sees things that others don't. So, yeah, another great addition for our midfield group.
Where does he fit into the Lappin family tree?
Second cousins, I think. Okay. Yeah, dad's cousin's brother, something like that.
Yeah. It's, they've all got talent. They obviously at many different levels of footy, and no doubt Dale will be the same for your boys. Talk to us about a couple of boys that played some footy last year but had their season ruined by injury that are going to have an impact this year, I hope.
Yeah, Will Cairn is probably the standout for us. Really quality junior at St Mary's. And he injured himself round three last year against Bell Post Hill. But he's been running full pre-season. So he's a guy you can play through the mids and half-back flank. And for a young guy, he's got a really mature head and his shoulders. So he's definitely going to be big. Ryan Rich, we had him for probably half the year. In the back half, sort of three or four games, he really showed his true colours. And another guy, Ali Mars, who played four or five games at the end of the year and come on late. Again, senior experienced player. A lot of footy at South Barwon. Yep. We get to have him from the start of the year, which would be big for us.
Yep. Ryan Normington will play a bit more footy than he has done in recent years as well.
He will, yeah. He and his brother came to the club last year and really enjoyed themselves, and to the point now where he's keen to actually help the club go forward. And his credentials, his footy brain and skills, more so than anything, will be huge. And he can play halfback, mid, forward, sort of where you need him. So, again, another quality, experienced footballer.
Yep. You're stuck in the middle of a bunch of clubs, and East Geelong and / Eastern Suburbs were a powerhouse for so long. It's been tough the last 4 or 5 years, and a lot of that probably I suppose to do, you just don't have the juniors coming through. Where are you situated with your junior program this year and fielding teams?
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, it's hard to get the juniors through, but last year we got an under-17s team. We didn't have the Colts team, 19s. This year, full 17s, we've got probably 15, 16, 17 19-year-olds, so we're nearly there for a team, which is huge because we've got some really good 17-year-olds and a couple of 19-year-olds that'll come through in the next couple of years. So just for them to have that connection through has been good, and we've had those guys training through us through pre-season. So again, in terms of a club, we haven't got a lot of numbers through that age.
Yep.
Six or seven guys that train feel a part of the club, they're going to want to hang around, so that's been big for us too.
Yep. What have your numbers been like on the track senior-wise?
It's been solid without being phenomenal. We've probably, a lot of guys are working in trade, so they've probably been cashing in over the summer. but yeah, probably, averaging sort of 30, but it's just, we've got enough of the senior guys through for the majority of those sessions to know some tweaks we've been doing to the game plan that they'll come through and understand. It's probably just the fringe guys that miss out on that.
Yep. The twos played finals last year. I think won 12 games, got knocked out in the elimination final by North Geelong. Is there any players there that you hope will make the step up to committing to playing GDFL senior footy?
Yeah, I think so. It's probably, we did well in twos to get there, and they probably exited a bit early. So there's probably about six guys that have been training really well. Jake Smith, Scotty Anderson, Tom, and both Tom Brown and Tom McFarlane. They're all guys that are just, you've just seen the difference into the intensity and the way they're playing, and they know that spots are up for grabs and there's an opportunity for where we're going. Yep. So that's been good.
Yep. As much as it's nice to play in winning games of footy, blokes like to play at 2 o'clock, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I think so. When the club feels like it's heading somewhere, you want to be a part of it, and you don't want to tack on at the end. You want to be a part from the start. So that's good.
Yeah. Talk to us about the first month. Anarchy, Winch, North Geelong and Bannockburn. Do you see a couple of opportunities there to, maybe get out of the first month of the season at least at 2-2?
You'd love to. Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of those teams, they all beat us last year. So we've got some ground to make up. But I think it's, that first month of footy, you've just got to be ready to go, be fit and healthy, and hit the ground pretty hard and just see where that takes you. Hopefully that ends up in four wins. Who knows? We'll just see how we go.
You've gone into your second year as coach, and I know you've got a lot of experience coaching, but has it been easier this pre-season with the group because you've got the knowledge of them and you're not coming in? It's not that you weren't aware of the group, obviously having an East Geelong link, but is it easier second year in?
Yeah, I think the challenges are different. I think the first year you're trying to discover what you've got, and you try and build things throughout the year, and then now that you know what you've got, you're sort of pushing that next level. So it's almost like you're starting again, but you're at a different point. So we understand the guys and what makes them work and how they can play, but in terms of trying to evolve the way you play footy, you've still got those challenges to teach and make you play better.
Yep. The GDFL comp, Thompson last year were premier. Do you see them as the team to beat again?
It'd be hard not to, in terms of the number of ins and they've got. But I think, Werribee touched us up two times, and they've got a style of footy, I think, adding a bit of experience that will challenge a lot of teams.
Yep.
But yeah, you can't write off all the teams that made finals. They're there for a reason, and there's probably a pack, like you said, that are trying to bite away at that top three or four teams.
Yep. realistically for your group, have you got a win figure in mind?
No, we haven't really talked about that. I mean, there's no reason in terms of if we play the way we're capable of and the maturity comes through the course of the guys we think will step up, we'd love to be talking finals. But like you said, that first month of footy will sort you out pretty quickly and you'll get a feel for where you're at, which is more important.
Game style, will you adjust anything from last year? Have you got you talked about obviously being experienced down forward and adding to that, but are you trying to just tweak how you play as well?
Yeah, we are. We had some fit guys, but we just didn't know how to use that fitness on bigger grounds and the options and the decisions you make when you're leaving your back line or coming through the middle. And we probably chose more poor options than we did as better ones. So I think that's probably the biggest thing we've been working on. You know, in this situation, you know, here's two great options. What's a better one? Yep. Rather than going, this is how we want to move the footy. It became a bit too prescribed for some guys. So we've sort of unleashed that a little bit and let them play a bit.
Is this a part of a build for the club? You know, you took over last year and you're looking to, you know, further gains this year, and then is it year three that you're really trying to attack a spot in the five?
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. In terms of, you know, the foundation work that you have to do, you know, how you move the footy, how you tackle and build pressure, that takes years of the group to play together. We didn't lose anyone apart from a couple of guys. So we've kept the core group. It's now their third year of senior footy, going into their fourth. So that 40, 50, 60 games, things just change for the guys. So we're hopeful by the end of this year that all the nerves and all the funny things you don't know about footy you now know. And certainly for that third year, we get to really build that list where we've won them.
Yep. It's a challenge, isn't it? As we spoke about, where you guys are placed in the footballing landscape with the clubs around you. And I suppose the last thing you wanted is Thompson being successful, being only 200 metres down the road.
Yeah, well, that's it. But it's an awesome blueprint for them. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of clubs that have just done it the right way. And we want to be a part of that group. You've got to have leaders out the front. And we've just got to aim for a bit higher than where we've been.
Well, Jez, it's a big season ahead of your boys. Some handy recruits in there. Really looking forward to seeing a couple of those guys in action, especially Dale Lapp, and the raps from him in the northeast of the state are massive. As I said, the other side of 30. But I suppose class is always prominent, even no matter what age.
Yeah, that's good, mate. Looking forward to it, too.
It should be a lot of fun. So, your boys, Aniki, first up, big chance to get 4 points and get the season underway on the right note. Jez, really appreciate you coming in. Good luck for season 2019.
Thanks, King.
Jeremy Power, coach of East Geelong, next in our season countdown series. We're going to catch up with new Geelong amateur coach, Kane Tenace.